Everybody loves you guys.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour 2 of the program.
I remember that one. You got me,
What did I do?
You were
very, history?
Very, very annoying on that day.
I don't feel like I was.
You never feel that you are. But then you do the smirk. And then I get even madder because I know you got me.
I don't remember why we were talking about offensive lines. Do we want to draft an offensive line? Are you sure it was Robbie?
No, it was you and Robbie wanting to draft who's the guy that ended up in Indy? The guard.
Oh,
Penei Sewell. He's not an Indy.
Penei Sewell.
He's not an Indy.
Oh, in Detroit. Yeah.
Sorry, Detroit. So, and I was like, you can draft one stud. But it doesn't matter. It's how these guys work together. And if you look at the successful lines in the NFL, they've all had a couple of years together. And they probably have some guys who aren't very good on the offensive line.
Mm.
But because they work well together, they make it work. So the problem with whenever you see a problem at offensive line, it's usually because you've had a bunch of different lineups recently, not because you have a bunch of bad players. And that's the thing you have to, like, get over, like pointing one guy out. They are probably the most closely knit group on the team because they work together unlike any other unit. So that's the most important thing is consistency, not pointing out one guy.
Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers, they received their Stanley Cup rings yesterday. The champs, they open up their season tonight against the Boston Bruins. And they will get going tonight, 8 o'clock from Amerant Bank Arena. You could hear that game 104.3 FM, the Shark. You get that crystal clear signal tonight. Or you can listen, of course, on your Odyssey app. Hate the Bruins. They did, by the way, finish their drama. They did sign Jeremy Swayman. There was a big contract standoff, Leroy, this offseason with the Bruins and their goalie. So we'll say, I think it was 8 years, $66 million, I think he got.
He got the Bob deal.
Less than the Bob deal.
No, Bob got
7 for $70 million.
Oh, okay, yeah, he did.
So,
well, one guy's champion, so there's that.
One guy's a champion. Yeah. The Bob. Do you have the picture, JFig, of Bob last night? Bob with Chucky and Barkov. That picture made me happy. Yeah, look at our guy there with his ring.
Whoa,
look at him.
Hey, question.
Kind of looks photoshopped into that.
Why are they in suits?
Why were they in suits?
Yeah.
They had like a whole gala last night.
Yeah. Oh, everybody just wasn't invited.
Well, yeah, they were supposed to have it at the arena, and I don't know if they were going to do it on the ice or what, but they ended up just doing it at the practice facility that we went to.
Yeah.
And they just did it privately.
You think?
It would have been cool.
Hurry up and do it because it's going to flood down there.
Yeah, for sure. But look at our guy Bob with his ring. Awesome. Love him. Champion Sergei Bobrovsky. Matthew Tkachuk, he is a champion as well, and he was happy with the new rings. He says the best piece of jewelry he's ever seen.
It's incredible. I've never seen a piece of jewelry like this in my entire life, and I unfortunately can't keep the Stanley Cup, you know, on my possession at all times, but this will remind me of that each and every day, and it's incredible.
So you're saying you're going to wear that everywhere you go?
I don't know about that, but I'll definitely be wearing it tonight.
Man.
I think, when I'm telling you I've seen pretty much all the rings on my friends and stuff, you know, because they want to rub it in my face.
Sorry, man. Anderson.
That is probably one of the best put together rings that I've seen.
Yeah.
As far as how tight the diamonds are together, the colors, the detail inside the ring, the rat, the final little tut. It is awesome. That's unbelievable. What a beautiful ring. the cat does it.
Oh.
Right? The cat in front with the Panthers.
Yep. Yep.
That's beautiful.
I like that it's in the shape of the shield too. Like their logo.
It's in the shape of the shield.
It's cool. It's cool. Like you know, you're usually like kind of a round off, but that's a cool look for a ring. Looks like a superhero logo.
Whoever designed that ring knew what the hell they were doing. Because it's one of a kind. It's awesome.
Here's a little bit more of Chucky. He says they did an incredible job with the deets of the ring.
I think it's just like the gold, the size, like the logo, like the sparkle of it. And then before we watched the video, like I obviously went over the ring by myself just like to see what was all in there. And so many cool things that are on there, like the inside, how it shows the series, and then the rat, and just has, you know, the palm trees here, and you know, the incredible logo over here. It's got the alternate and the 19 with the state of Florida. It's just everything that they did was for a specific reason and absolutely incredible. And I will say it was the best kept secret in town. We had no idea what was on it or what to expect, so they did an incredible job.
How about that? No leaks. No leaks.
It wasn't going to leak.
We were trying. Box, dude. We were trying to get it out of Plagans. We were trying to get it out of someone. But
no one knew.
They didn't see it. I'm telling you, sure. No, here's the deal. The organization makes it a big deal because when they give the players the ring, they want to see their, you know, surprise and shock and awe. So nobody in the facility sees the ring.
The Panthers, by the way, this is really cool. The Panthers announced this morning for the first time in franchise history, they have sold out of season tickets.
Woo! You got to do is win the Stanley Cup.
Goosies. You got to do it, dude. There you go.
Goosies galore.
New York Jets, we're all laughing at them this morning. They have fired Robert Saleh. I have a statement from owner Woody Johnson. He says, I do whatever Owen tells me to do.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's what it says. This morning, I informed Robert Saleh that he will no longer serve as the head coach of the Jets. I thanked him for his hard work these past 3.5 years and wished him and his family well moving forward. This was not an easy decision, but we are not where we should be given our expectations, and I believe now is the best time for us to move in a different direction. Jeff Ulbrich will serve as the interim head coach for the remainder of the season. He is a tough coach who has the respect of the coaches and players in this team. Jeez. I believe he, along with our coaches on this staff, can get the most out of our talented team and attain the goals we established this offseason.
Can I just say this? Woody. Dear Woody. You're falling for it, bro.
Yep.
You have fallen for the Aaron Rodgers. You see him playing football, okay? You see that he's 40. You see that there are times he gets up limping. Yet, you think that the reason you're not where you should be is because of Robert Saleh? I'm like, I'm just saying. Like, they will do anything to not admit that we gave a 40 or $100 million. That's where this is. And again, Tom Brady is the anomaly in this. Please stop thinking your guy can do that. You understand? Everybody thinks, oh, but he's only 39 or 40. Okay. How old was Dan Marino when he retired?
Ooh.
Want to say what, 35?
Dan Marino's last season, he was 38.
38. And what did that look like?
It looked like 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
Right. So, like, again, the medical field has increased leaps and bounds. But guess what hasn't? The human body. And 40 is always going to be 40. And so for people to think, I'm not even saying that he can't play. But what I am saying is if you think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers from 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, that thing, listen, That stuff sneaks up on you quick.
Yep.
And I'm telling you because I lived it. Oof. I was feeling great. I was feeling great. And then I wasn't. And I couldn't do nothing to shake it. That's when you know. So y'all go ahead on and believe this nonsense. All we need is a quarterback. All Aaron Rodgers, save us. 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers off of Achilles, come save us. And you get what you get.
Matthew McNicholas says, Leroy, Bill Belichick will be the next head coach of the Jets, I bet.
No. Y'all don't remember what happened to Bill Belichick. Let me give you a little refresher. So when Bill Belichick left Cleveland, he went to the Jets with Bill Parcells. Was it Bill Parcells?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Bill Parcells. Okay. And the only reason why he went there, because he was going to be the heir apparent. Fast forward, Bill Parcells went to New England. They made Bill Belichick the head coach. He said, no, thank you. The Patriots had to give up draft picks to get Bill Belichick to New England. And I'm more
than
sure.
Didn't he quit on a napkin?
Huh?
Didn't he quit on a napkin?
No, I don't know how he quit, but he quit. I don't know what y'all did. Didn't Pat Riley leave by fax?
Sure did.
Yeah, so what is it with New York?
On the map, he put, I resign as HC of the NYJ. Didn't even write it out, dude.
So, but here's the deal. So, I know petty people, and I know New Yorkers to carry a grudge to their grave. That ain't happening. He'd be more inclined to coach the Giants because he loves the Giants.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yes. So he'd be more inclined, but not the Jets. No chance.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Went to the Heat Arena last night. Saw some improvements there. Some
nice picks, dude. Goosies. I like. Yeah, it was nice.
Man, game changer with how that arena looks now. That new scoreboard is sick, Leroy. Yeah. It looks good.
Goosies looks galore.
Good. Talked to my boy Michael McCullough yesterday. He gave me the breakdown of it. We'll tell you about
that's
that.
The cool thing. Mike always going to break it down for us, right?
Yeah, and then he brings in experts to break it down even more. He brought in the tech guys. He brought in the vision. So we'll bring you some of that. The scrimmage was cool last night. They're honoring Pat Riley. So lots to get into with the Heat as well. Dolphins. We'll hear from Mike McDaniel. A lot of words from my old coach, Mike. Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560
and Linux.
WQAM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Just looking over Leroy Doppler. And it is mostly cloudy with some on and off rain.
It's going to rain.
Yep. And you're going to start feeling a little more breeze. We're going to get some bands here tonight and tomorrow. Everybody, be careful. I still haven't figured out why the hell everybody is buying up all the toilet paper and paper towels every time we go through something. But that's okay. You want a little trick?
I do like
tricks. Get some freezer bags. Fill them up with water and put them in your freezer.
Oh, for water.
Right? No, for ice. You keep things cool. If you have a cooler, fill them up with ice. Get you some water. Get you a couple of cases of water. Get some, if you have propane tanks, you'll be able to cook your food. So make sure your propane tanks are full. Right? And that should give you a few days to make if you don't have electricity.
Great advice.
Be safe. Be safe. Don't be out there acting crazy. Be safe. And if you have a patio, move all your stuff in. Last thing I need is somebody's lawn furniture blowing in my backyard. Just saying.
Yep. Well said, Leroy. And hopefully everybody can get through this nice and safe.
Because the thing about this is everybody called me from my hometown and from all over the country. Y'all all right? Y'all evacuating? I'm like, where are we going to evacuate to? It takes 8 hours to get out of Florida.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you're on the other side of the state, you definitely should get the hell out of there.
But keep in mind, Tampa and Orlando and those areas are only 4 hours, 3.5 hours. You're out of the state.
Yep. So as we know, one of the great results this weekend was Alabama losing to Vandy, which means Paul Feinbaum's show was going to be a mess yesterday. Would you like to hear? Would you like to hear?
He's about to be fired.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
All right. This was from the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday after Alabama lost to Vanderbilt.
Paul, I'm in sports hell, brother. I'm in sports hell. I never thought I would utter these words. Vandy is my daddy. Tell it up. Vandy is my daddy. Do you hear that, Coach DeBoer? That don't piss you off, dude. It pisses me off. It pisses me off, Coach DeBoer. You've been here 4 weeks, and you already lost to Vandy. Strike friggin' one, dude. Strike friggin' one. You better wake the hell up and realize where you at, because we don't play that down here, brother. You might get away with that in Washington, but down here in Alabama, we don't play that. We'll send a U-Haul to your ass if you lose to South Carolina. The honeymoon's over. Wake the hell up. You know what this is equivalent to?
What's that?
This is equivalent to coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor. This is what this is equivalent to, Paul. And I say this for this. Me and K-Dub both agree. You could never trust her again. You might stay with her for the kid's sake, but you could never trust the woman again. And the same thing is true with Coach DeBoer. You can win a natty. We can't trust your ass now. You just proved that you can beat the best and lose to the worst in a 2-week friggin' period. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. That's the ugliest little sister on the block. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. You just don't friggin' do it, dude. You just sat there all day and got abused by Vandy. By friggin' Vandy, dude. It is friggin' pathetic.
Wow.
Hey.
Passion.
Hey. Hey. The worst thing is he started off calm.
Yeah.
And he just kept pissing himself off even more and more.
More he talked Vandy. About it, more he got angry.
I'm saying it. You lost to Vandy.
He sounds like he's had a really bad weekend.
Strike one.
At least he gets two more strikes still.
Yeah, I guess it's nice.
I don't know, he also said can't be trusted ever again.
Even if they win the natty, he'll only think about DeBoer sleeping with his neighbor.
Sleeping with Vandy. The ugly sister.
The ugliest sister. Damn, all right.
Wow, hey, Vanderbilt. Can we... I say this to you all the time, Toby.
Yep.
That no matter who you are, you can have one of them days where no matter what you do, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And you get away with it a little more in college. But if you watch any of that game, Vanderbilt looked better.
Right. I mean, it's one of those.
Like, so,
I thought the Canes were headed for one of those days.
Right.
That's what
Vandy looked better. As much as you don't want to hear it, they played a hell of a football game. And as long as there's sports, these things can happen. So if you think it's not supposed to happen to you, you'd be foolish.
Vandy is my daddy.
Yeah.
Paul! Hey!
Worse than the time I found the missus with my neighbor. I stayed, Paul. The game was on.
For the kids.
For the kids. And by the kids, I, of course, mean my kid, Saban. Bear.
It's amazing. It's also amazing that Paul Feinbaum can do a whole show and not talk.
Paul Feinbaum is going to be he's just
let,
like,
let the fans go.
Paul Feinbaum cracks his knuckles. He sits in that giant swivel chair, and he goes, easy work today, boys. Easy work today. Don't have to say a word.
Vandy is my daddy.
We'll take a break. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend, is next.
Damage is done.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
I'll go first. As you know, the big news today, Robert Saleh, Jets head coach, has been let go. We all kind of thought it was an inevitability. Usually this is something maybe done on the bye week. They got the Bills coming up this week. He is out. It definitely seemed frosty between him and Aaron Rodgers.
Of his own doing, by the way.
Sure. Agreed. But this comes out from Jordan Schultz. He is Fox Sports NFL insider. And he says, sources, Robert Saleh came into the building today, business as usual. The decision getting him fired was a surprise. It came directly from ownership. Defensive players in the building are shocked by it. And then he adds on to this, which, believe what you will, Robert Saleh's relationship with Aaron Rodgers was not fractured, despite speculation, according to multiple sources. The two were getting along. The firing of Robert Saleh was carried out solely by Woody Johnson this morning.
And
I got to tell you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The damage is done, my friend. You can put out all the sauces you want, Jordan. Ain't buying it, dude.
We saw their friction.
He shoved him.
Essentially. He rejected
one of his... hug him. He shoved him.
Tried to hug him, dude. Yeah. It's rough. Good luck explaining that one.
Yep.
You got this, buddy.
What's your damage, Leroy?
So, it's a weird one, but I just want to tell a story.
Okay.
I was in Publix.
Oh, here we go.
And I was on the toilet paper aisle. And I don't know why I wanted to buy toilet paper, but everybody was buying it. So I figured I'd go get me a couple just in case, even though we got damn near a garage full of toilet paper. So there was four left. This lady goes and buys, wants to put all four of them in her bag, in her basket. I say, geez, that's a lot of butts to be wiped, right? She said, I'm preparing for it. I'm like, ma'am, the hurricane ain't going to be here for a month. And if you have no running water, I say, you know what? Never mind. Just do you. Oh, would you like me to give you a couple of these?
How many did you have?
Four big giant things of toilet paper. She didn't need it. She was buying it because she had access to it.
People get into hoarding.
And so she goes, oh, would you like me to give you two? I said, no, I'll just come poop in your yard. And
you said that to her?
Yeah. I was just fed up, dude. I was just fed up.
Leroy, you can't say that.
You can't say you're going to poop in someone's yard.
You can't say that.
I'm not going to do it.
I understand.
I got coffee by my house.
Former NFL running back.
And since when does losing electricity mean you can't use the bathroom? I'll wait. You see what I'm saying? It's stupid.
People do get into hoarding when a disaster strikes. I don't know why.
I get the water, right? I get all this stuff like that. But I don't get the toilet paper and paper towels. COVID hit.
That one didn't make
sense. Toilet paper and, like, what are we doing?
Hand sanitizer.
Right. I get the hand sanitizer. I got that. I understood that with COVID. But why toilet paper and paper towels?
Crazy, dude. What do you got, Marcos?
So if you see a black guy pooping in somebody's front yard, it's not me. It's not,
just happens to be a coincidence for sure.
Coincidence.
My damage is done goes, unfortunately, to my grandmother.
What? Grams?
Damage is done.
Grams?
Frogboy's been coming for the old lately.
You know?
Yeah.
Listen.
Wait, why are we torching Grams?
These hands are rated E, Tobin. These are E for everyone. old Graham, loving grandma, love her, in Orlando, lives in Orlando currently. Mm-hmm. Which, as
trying to get her out of there.
Trying to get her out of there in the trajectory of the storm. And she refuses to leave unless a few stipulations of hers are met.
Oh, she's giving stipulations. Not the storm. The storm's not a stipulation.
No. She must be within 5 miles of her home. She is refusing assistance from family members, including my brother, who has hurricane-proof windows and a five-bedroom house. Cannot stay with my aunt, who is currently in Canada. Great time to get out the country, I tell you. And now instead has decided to ride out the storm in her home, saying that her 60-year-old neighbor will be the one to take care of her. Hmm. Now, of course, this wasn't something that we initially wanted and had an easier exit plan for her. But we tried to, you know, cater to her wishes and look up a hotel. And this is where it comes into play. A hotel that my mother was ready to book for $75 a night.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle and my grandmother say, no, you could get that same hotel online for about $65 a night.
So, quibbling. I mean, you're going to get fees right? and whatnot.
Exactly. So she says, fine, I'll do it your way. By the time they get to the phone, every hotel in Orlando is now sold out, dude.
Of course.
Unless you'd like to spend $600. So now...
You ever wonder if the hotels are in on it?
Oh, they're in on it, dude. They're totally... Because I was staying at a hotel like that, say, and... Trust me, dude. There was not enough people.
Can I ask a judgment-free question?
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous question on this show. I know you guys are going to judge me. Do we really trust hurricane-proof windows? Because I got some now.
Ooh, you tell me. And,
no, you know what they're for, right? What?
Nah.
They're hurricane-proof windows are like your car window, your front car wheel window.
Uh-huh.
It just cracks. It doesn't shatter. And
so... You should still put up shutter, yeah? Like, not for this. This is going to be tropical storm. But I'm saying, like, if a real hurricane was to come.
You don't have to.
But, like,
what about debris?
They're fortified pretty good.
All right. Because I don't know. I mean, they just, I'm taking their word for it.
I got one worse for you. So, when Katrina was coming, we wanted to get my grandmother out of the ninth ward.
Yeah.
Right? Say, Grandma, you got to get out. No, I don't. I was here for Camille and Betsy,
okay.
The two roughest hurricanes to ever come through here. You know how we got out of New Orleans?
Oh.
I said this to her. Grandma, who's going to get your big ass on the roof? Because you got picked up by helicopter the last time.
Okay.
She goes, I'm packing right now, baby. But guess what? She packed for a weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
And her house got washed two blocks away.
Jeez. Look at that. They got you left.
So she never went back. So, be careful out there. Everybody who think they just going to ride it out. Here's what you can't control. You can't control the damage of the storm. They can give you the winds. They can give you the rain amounts. They can give you which way the wind's going to be blowing. But you can't control all of the things that happen within these storms. So be safe. Be safe. You got to get grandma out of there, dude.
Says it well, Frogboy, where he says the old don't like change.
Oh,
no,
man.
They don't. They think if they back in 1955, if they made it through a storm back then, they can make it through one now.
I don't know. Look, she says the bars on her windows are good enough to be shutters. And the same thing. If I've been here for 60 years, I'm not going to leave now.
The bars, it also stops you from escaping.
It's a death trap, dude. It is an absolute death trap. And Grab is like, nah, I got this. I'm cool. So
y'all need to go and have a coup and just drag her up out of there.
I'm going to have to chloroform her.
Maybe you could trick her to could the uncle pack a bag and you guys be like, hey, we're going to Golden Corral.
Yes.
The old love Golden Corral.
We're going to have to hit her with the okie doke or something. Because
you got to.
She's not moving, man. She's not.
Grandma, we're going
to get. I tell you what the old also do. They get mad as hell.
Yeah.
She going to be mad that you inconvenience her by making her leave her house.
How dare
we? But you got to do it. You got to do it. Everybody, we turn on the TV and hear all these hard-headed people.
They're watching their stories. They go out.
Right.
I think someone just suggested I wrap her in a blanket and toss her out or something.
No. Play hide and seek with her?
We need grandma alive, dude. What are you doing?
You guys want me to kidnap my old grandma? Order a hit on my grandma? But just keep her alive, all right? Keep her alive.
Man. But no, that's like you sometimes, and listen, sometimes as a family member, you got to make those tough decisions. Y'all just got to go over there and get her.
Yeah.
Come on.
The damage is done, my friend.
You can get in the car your way, or you can get in the car my way, but you're getting in this car. And usually they'll say, all right, but I'm going to be mad.
Got to put her in a Camaro.
Sexy Sauce says, I thought Golden Corral went bankrupt. Did it?
Did it? No more Golden Corral, huh?
Cracker Barrel, the old love Cracker Barrel.
Oh, the old.
Cracker Barrel. That's Let me tell you something. Oh, no, because Golden Corral is where that Ichiban is now.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, no.
Dude, you know the one that you've been to with Marcos?
Yeah, okay. No, it said it filed for bankruptcy, but apparently pulled off a comeback.
Hey, it happens.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, it happens.
We did it, baby.
It happens.
I've seen crazier comebacks. You heard that, Cal? Sorry.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. Fun activity last night at the Heat game, the Heat red, white, and pink game. They got some changes to the arena. Bam. He was having a damn three-point contest out there yesterday. And they get their preseason going tonight. So we'll get into a little bit as your Miami Heat start some action up tonight. Back after this.